If you thought amber was only found on the Baltic, you'd be wrong. During the Ice Age, about 250,000 years ago, glaciers transported it way inland. But what kind of strange animal is this? It looks a bit like a lobster without any front legs. By adding a little more to it, you get a moose cow. But how did it get here? Perhaps the story went something like this. Several families of moose and beaver hunters arrived at the hunting and fishing grounds along the wide river in late summer. They erected tents from the previous year and collected stones that shone as brightly as the sun and could even burn. Back then, people believed that spirits lived in these stones. Figurines were cut from them, and the spirit awakened. The stones were also used to decorate clothes and bags. People set off for their winter quarters armed with supplies of fish, meat, and bird skins. Only the mother of the moose remained as custodian of the hunting grounds at the fire pit. Over the next 1,000 years, floods repeatedly surged into the floodplains, and layers of clay spread over the abandoned camping grounds, protecting them. In the 1950s, 13,000 years later, the river was canalized and flooding was a thing of the past. A farmer led his plow behind his horse and brought peat and loam to the surface by the clod. The plowshare hit the mother of the moose hard and shattered it. In 1987, an amateur archaeologist discovered the stone tools from the Stone Age camping grounds. And in 1994, during systematic documentation of the site, the amber fragment of an animal figurine appeared. Years of sifting through 700 square meters of arable land were rewarded in 2004. A moose cow made of amber was reassembled from almost 50 stone splinters. These remains from the camping grounds are 14,000 years old. As a result, the age of similar but isolated finds of amber animals from Poland and Denmark can be dated for the first time. Until recently, it wasn't possible to determine the age of this realistic art, made somewhere between the Ice Age and today's warm period, but the animal figurines now plug this gap. But what stories can the mother of the moose tell us, we wonder?